Yeah, it's a bit of a special treat. This is not exactly a multi-person studio.
No.
But we're doing it anyway. So we have James.
Hello.
In the very confident, manly pink. We have Jared. We have the guy without facial hair and the young lady without
facial hair.
A massive amount of...
I don't want to have facial hair.
Oh, stop being so prejudicial. We started everywhere but there. I keep forgetting that on locals, you got to start it separately. We are here. We're live on Rumble, on locals, kind of other platforms, just for those of us who've joined a little later. Childish off camera.
Mm-hmm. Slightly
childish on camera. Okay. We got Jared and James. So this is actually, there's myself, Izzy, Jared, and James. Mm-hmm. And... sorry, James. Don't mean to occlude you too much there.
Yeah,
I normally okay. I'll be nipple height for James.
There you go.
Then that way he can contact HR. So this is the team. So if you guys would like to introduce yourselves a little, I guess people know you fairly well, Izzy.
To. I'm a child.
Widowman.
Yeah, Widowman.
Nice.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, well, I guess everyone knows me, but I'm basically Izzy, that one's
that
offspring.
One's...
So there we go.
Excellent.
That's me.
Oh. I'm Jared. I found the show in 2012-ish and 2013-ish. And thanks to Steph, that's also about the time period I got into Bitcoin. And
what's that?
Yeah.
Bitcoin?
Absolutely.
I've heard of that.
What's Bitcoin?
It's here and there.
All right.
You know, it's a thing. It's a thing. Started the show a long time ago. Always been into it and around it, loved it, and...
But then you betrayed it.
Tell me more.
Tase us.
Well, mm-hmm. Well, that's not...
I know.
It's all crypto.
You know, for the purists, it's betrayal. And so you've been working here, or with us, a little over a year?
About a year.
Mm-hmm. And actually, interestingly enough, he's been working here for a year, and his Napoleon presentation would have been about a year and a half to record. I don't know how you compress that in, but that's something which we still have on the back burner, but it's quite a bit.
One page a day.
What were you saying? It was some book or some movie you're talking about. Oh, yeah, or it's like one of my presentations. No, Dune. We were talking about Dune because we're going to go watch that tonight.
Yeah.
And I was talking about how it's like six books and all that, so much time and investment and stuff like that. I was like, yeah, it's kind of like one of my presentations.
Yeah. Yes. James, okay, let's go back to the year we first met, because you were at some of the early barbecue.
I was. Hi, I'm James. You may have heard me on such podcasts as the one I've been call-ins on, and also part like reading off emails and stuff. Steph and I have known each other since 2007. Mm. Yeah.
17 years, 16 years, right?
Yeah, 2007. Wow. Yeah, 2007, May 2007 when I started listening.
He was only, okay.
See, when I was only this wide,
you want to tell them a little bit about the, so you've been working about 6 months?
Oh, yeah, no, so working now part-time for about 6 months.
Yeah.
But over the years, I've been working, helping out with tech work and, you know, the FDR podcast site, in collaboration with others, but I've been doing the back-end side of things.
You're back to the old message board, right?
Oh, yeah.
Writing a lot of that stuff.
So we had someone early on, you've mentioned, right, before?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So Bill set up the original website community server and the free demand website, and then brought into my sort of thing. I sort of brought it over to other websites and eventually WordPress. We had the other forums and the premium content, which, you know, Jared is, you know, re-releasing for us.
Resurrecting.
And also, by the way, thank you to those of you out there who have given us your archives. It's been very, very wonderful to have all that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
And just really brief on the thing. If you've seen me in the past, you've seen me in real life, I was like, I clocked in at my max over 300 pounds. That's when Steph probably met me around like 290s, 280s, whatever. So, in the past several months, my dad didn't address this earlier, but I got myself down to, right now I'm in the two teens, maybe 220, whatever. But yeah, the goal is like 200. So, if you're really interested, we can talk a little bit about that, but I don't want to make it all about the weight loss thing, but it's been very good because I feel much more better.
Well, and it's a funny thing too, because we talked about the non-aggression principle, but the instigating factor for the weight loss was actually something to do with, like, for heaven's sakes, just lose the weight, you know, like the impatience and all of that. So actually kind of kicked off and worked out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I wanted everyone to know this is the team. James is handling a lot of the tech backbone and all that kind of stuff, and releasing the shows. And Jared, I'm just kidding.
Handling a lot of the premium shows, getting those resurrected, brought back.
Some R&D research.
A helpful guinea pig for peaceful parenting.
Yeah, guinea pig for peaceful parenting. That's right.
AI work. Well, you know, you've done a lot of AI research and bringing that up.
That's right.
You know?
And the thumbnail. The thumbnails.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant thumbnails. They're just fantastic. Yeah. I can't even tell you how much Mike used to work on those thumbnails. The fact that they can be done so efficiently now is fantastic.
And you've got amazing tools to help.
Yeah, and you also found this amazing Orphonics place, which we're using to process the shows. And that's taking a lot of time off the audio processing. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah. It's amazing how good of a job it can do.
Yeah.
Automated. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really, really efficient. This is why we're able to get shows out at such a blistering pace and respond to all of this kind of stuff. And let's see here. If you're hiring stuff, I'd love to submit my services for review. support@freedomain.com.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah. If you want to, if you are interested, if you can add value, you know, we'd love to talk. So, support@freedomain.com, and Jared will have a look at it.
Yeah.
And he's the gatekeeper whose ego you will have to massage to get any further.
Just be glad it's not mine.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
no, I'm really glad you mentioned that because
you want to mention the support.
It's absolutely
kind of a new thing,
it's something recently we set that up. And so, whatever question you got, don't care. support@freedomain.com. And if you want a call-in, it's freedomain.com/call. Mm-hmm. And if you want to get prepared for a call-in, if you've got a call-in,